the Nasdaq at 71.64. Sports, the Caps beat Vancouver for their fifth straight win. College basketball wins for Georgetown and UVA. NBA, the Wizards host Utah tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's Special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have a couple accidents here early on, two of them on exit ramps. So that leads me to want to remind you, remember bridges, ramps, overpasses tend to refreeze, even though they're treated and we're at that freezing point here, below freezing. On University Boulevard, the ramp that would take you onto the outer loop of the Beltway, car overturned on that exit ramp. So be very cautious. You see fire and rescue running there. See some activity most likely too, right near the Beltway. On southbound Maryland 95, the ramp to Route 100, also accident activity on that exit ramp. 270, we're in good shape here out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. No early troubles there. Virginia Beltway, good. In from the west, I don't have any early problems reported on 66. The Greenway Toll Road, Route 7 into Leesburg, and then continuing the ride as you head toward the toll road and eventually toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around this afternoon, partly cloudy in 45. Areas of fog and drizzle later tonight, 36. Then partly cloudy for the first part of the day. Thickening clouds in the afternoon with occasional rain showers. Mild in the mid-50s, could hit the low 60s on Friday with a chance of showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Leesburg, 23 in Beltsville, 34 degrees in Washington. A federal judge in California blocks the Trump administration's plan to roll back DACA. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Joining us at 6:35, it's Cal Thomas, because it's Wednesday. At 7:05, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth is with us to discuss the Virginia's legislative session that's coming up. It actually starts today. At 7:35, Representative Steve King. At 8:15, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke. And at 8:35, Chris Bedford, author of The Art of the Donald. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. What an interesting day yesterday to see the President of the United States sit down in a bipartisan meeting with Republicans and Democrats, both members of the Senate and the House, at the White House yesterday to have an extended conversation on camera in public about the nature of this immigration debate. What is going to happen with DACA, set to expire in March? Obviously, some legal barriers thrown into that overnight as a federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to maintain DACA. We'll see how long that ruling lasts. But at this moment, the President of the United States looking to end DACA, deferred action for that those 700,000 to 800,000 illegal immigrants in March, and asking Congress, come up with a legislative solution. You want to keep them in the country? You can do it. But here are the things I want. That was the message going into the meeting yesterday, that there were going to be things the White House wanted to trade for, to include an end to chain migration, to include an end to the diversity visa lottery, to include wall funding and broader border security. Those are the things the White House wanted. As we watched that meeting yesterday, though, I can say that there were people, to include myself, who left thinking, I'm not quite sure what the White House wants here. And I'm not quite sure what the agreement the White House is about to get into is. And in fact, I want to start playing. I want to play some of the audio for you and kind of get your response to all of this. First, this is Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, obviously, from California, who tried to basically, on live television, suggest to the President of the United States that he pass what they're referring to as a clean DACA bill first. And for those who don't know, and all of you do, of course, but I'll mention it again, a clean DACA bill means just literally pass amnesty with nothing else in the bill. With nothing else in the bill. A no-strings-attached DACA amnesty for anybody who's currently received DACA at all, or maybe more. She's asking for that, and then to move on to a much bigger immigration package. Listen to her ask that, and then the president's response yesterday.
And I think, and I don't know how you would feel about this, but I'd like to ask the question, what about a clean DACA bill now, with a commitment that we go into a comprehensive immigration reform procedure like we did back, oh, I remember when Kennedy was here, and it was really a major, major effort, and it was a great disappointment that it went nowhere.
I have no problem. I think that's basically what Dick is saying. We're going to come up with DACA, we're going to do DACA, and then we can start immediately on the phase two, which would be comprehensive.
Would you be agreeable to that?
Yeah, I would like to do that. Go ahead. I think a lot of people would like to see that. But I think we have to do DACA first.
Mr. President, you need to be clear, though. I think...
All right, 1 second here. I want to pause. The Mr. President, you need to be clear, though. This is Kevin McCarthy jumping in when he heard that. Because remember, what the president just agreed to, if you understand the language of what Democrats want, is clean DACA bill and then comprehensive immigration reform. What does comprehensive immigration reform mean? It means amnesty for 11 million people, if not more. That is not, and this is heretofore not been part of the Trump conversation. When lawmakers on Capitol Hill use the phrase comprehensive immigration reform, they are not referring to this DACA debate. They're referring to literally every illegal immigrant who's in the United States currently. The president's saying, I'm happy to do a clean DACA bill, and then we can move on to comprehensive immigration reform. Sure, that's what he says. Kevin McCarthy jumps in here. Listen to this.
What Senator Feinstein's asking here, when we talk about just DACA, we don't want to be back here 2 years later. You have to have security, as the secretary would tell you.
But I think that's what she's saying.
I think you're saying DACA without security. Are you talking about security as well?
Well, I think if we have some meaningful comprehensive immigration reform, that's really where the security goes. And if we could get the DACA bill, because March is coming and people are losing their status every day.
All right. So the president saying that he'd be comfortable with doing a clean DACA bill, whatever that means to him. And then comprehensive immigration reform the next day. Again, introducing a new concept to all of this. By the way, the White House, in case there was confusion about this, there was. The White House released a statement following the meeting, the press secretary saying the following. During the closed-door portion of the meeting, they reached an agreement. This is the stuff we didn't see on camera. They reached an agreement to negotiate legislation that accomplishes critically needed reforms in four high-priority areas. Border security, chain migration, the visa lottery, and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy, okay? Those four things. Border security. The president, in tweets and otherwise, has insisted that he considers border security to include a wall, and that should instill some confidence in you. But I'm curious, how much confidence do you have this morning? Did you watch that meeting yesterday? Are you getting the assessment from us, or did you see clips of this? I want to know, what do you think of this notion of sort of a two-step process to immigration, doing a DACA bill of any kind, and then moving on immediately to comprehensive immigration reform. The president's saying in this meeting, we could do it the next afternoon. We could do it the very next day. Start the process of comprehensive immigration reform. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What do you think of this two-step approach?
I think we should definitely do it because it worked so well in 1986 under Reagan. I mean, it worked fantastically under Reagan. We'll give the Democrats legalization, and then we'll build the wall. I mean, honestly, that worked out perfectly. We have a beautiful wall along the southern border, right? We gave them, the Democrats, what they wanted. And then they, in turn, upheld their end of the deal and gave Republicans what they wanted. So I don't understand why it wouldn't work this time.
You had people like Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake leaving that meeting and happy about what they saw.
Exactly.
Pretty thrilled, actually, with how that all went down. And that made me nervous, I'll be honest, because especially when you get, you know, the guys who were a part of the Gang of Eight, guys who were originally supporting an amnesty in that old, you know, that old Gang of Eight comprehensive immigration reform bill, celebrating this thing, you begin to think, okay, well, maybe this is going on way too far away from what we expected from the president of the United States, which is that he'd be loyal to the immigration mission, which is enforce the rule of law, stop illegal immigration, in fact, expel illegal immigration, restore the notion that a country has sovereignty, has borders, has the right to decide who comes in and who goes out, and moves in the right direction on this thing in protecting our country. These are all things that the president has made planks in his platform. And this is a test for the White House. This is a test of whether or not they're going to be loyal to the promises that were made in the campaign. And to watch this meeting, I thought it was a valuable exercise in democracy. It was a valuable exercise, and it's practically unprecedented to get that much time with an actual negotiation at the White House on camera for the American public. That was all good. I felt like the president had command of the room. That was important for him, especially in the wake of all of this nonsense out of the Michael Wolff book. But the messy details of that conversation, curious if they're making you nervous this morning. Let us know. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. We had a couple accidents here early on and on the exit ramp from University Boulevard to get you onto the outer loop. Car spun out there. So, again, bridges, ramps, overpasses. I always like to put that reminder up, especially when we're under that freezing mark, some wet pavement. Could be very slick. Also, Maryland southbound 95 exit ramp to Route 100. Report to have an accident there as well. Southbound George Washington Parkway right near the overlooks. Be careful. Park police responding to what they hear, report of a stalled car. So you're coming up on this at speed. GW Parkway right near the overlooks. So south of 123, you really want to keep alert. We don't want this to be an accident with a stalled vehicle. 395, good shape here. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town. Those look good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
All right, today partly cloudy. A high near 45 degrees. Tonight, some clouds, areas of fog with some patchy drizzle, and a low of 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours will give way to occasional showers in the afternoon with a high of 54. Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 5:17 on WMAL.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
We got a tweet from a listener. Alan says, if we get DACA without the wall, then I stay home in 2018 and 2020 and refuse to vote. Screw them.
Yeah. Well, and the wall, by the way, is the smallest possible ask for DACA. The president had promised the wall as a part of it. Just, look, you're getting the wall. I'm building the wall. That was well before it was the idea of trading DACA for anything. And remember, so many people view DACA as the leverage through which he can get all of these other concessions. Ends to diversity visa, end to chain migration, getting E-Verify, all sorts of things that he wants on his wish list. Because Democrats so badly want to grant amnesty to DACA recipients, or if not more. Let's go to Brian in Mount Airy this morning. Good morning, Brian. You're first up here on Mornings on the Mall. What did you make of the president's steps on immigration yesterday?
Well, that comment he made me really nervous. But let me tell you something. They better get all of those things they listed for DACA, and if they ever do comprehensive reform, they better get verified. They better get a complete system that shuts down illegal immigration once and for all. You've got to extract. Otherwise, step away from the table. I mean, these Democrats will knife you in the back if they get the chance.
Yeah, I mean, once DACA is off the table, and Brian, you kind of fell off there for a second, but I think you made the point, which is once DACA is off the table, what's left for Republicans to use? What's left for Republicans to use as leverage to get the things that they want? And if this first bill, for instance, is just DACA in exchange for some border security funding, i.e. sensors, some, you know, increased border patrol, and that's all. And then they say, okay, in a successive bill, we're going to vote on a bunch of other stuff. Would you be happy with that arrangement? Because that sure seems like all of the leverage disappears in the first bill, and then the second bill just never makes sees the light of day.
That's why I didn't like it the first time around under Reagan. A bulldog here says, I have confidence in POTUS. He did tweet afterwards that any DACA bill includes a wall, end to chain migration, and end to visa lottery. I haven't lost faith.
There it is. Okay. Some confidence in the president. Leroy in Haymarket this morning. Good morning, Leroy. What did you make of this, sir?
Here's how President Trump needs to approach this, with what I call the paperweight strategy, okay? Pass a clean DACA bill. Everything Democrats want, put it on his desk. He puts a paperweight on it and says, okay, now put the immigration bill on my desk right next to it, and I'll sign both of them at the same time. But the immigration bill better have everything I want in it,
right,
or I don't sign the DACA bill.
So, yeah.
That puts some pressure on the Democrats, because if they don't give him what he wants in immigration, they have lost the DACA thing, and then the DACA people are going to look at the Democrats and say, why didn't you give him what he wanted? Because now we don't have our bill.
All right, good point, Leroy. Yeah, I mean, look, the idea, maybe even if it is two bills, that signature is not affixed until they're both sitting on my desk, and that would have the effect of making a one package.
I love that.
Let me play for you two quick clips here. I want to share with you. Cut two first. This is the president at the immigration meeting talking about what his positions are going to be as it relates to the people that are negotiating in the room.
I think my positions are going to be what the people in this room come up with.
What they come up with.
I am very much reliant on the people in this room. I know most of the people on both sides. I have a lot of respect for the people on both sides. And what I approve is going to be very much reliant on what the people in this room come to me with. I have great confidence in the people. If they come to me with things that I'm not in love with, I'm going to do it. Because I respect them.
I'm going to do it.
Thank you all very much.
Listen to these things. I mean, this is why, if you're listening to this, you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a second, Mr. President. You made a couple promises here. You have an opportunity. Here's more. The president's saying that whatever whatever shows up in front of him, he'll sign. Listen to this.
There should be no reason for us not to get this done. And Chuck, I will say, when this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it, because I have a lot of confidence in the people in this room that you're going to come out with something really good.
So he has a lot of confidence that they're going to come out with something good. More from you in a moment, and we'll also give you the president's commitment to building that wall. 522 on WMAL.
Owe the IRS $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes? Call the tax doctor now. Settle your tax debt for less. Guaranteed less or pay nothing. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more by providing career-relevant skills taught by respected active faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
More and more people are choosing to work during retirement. Many are opting for more flexible hours or are pursuing a new and different career. As you make these decisions, it's important to review your assets, cash flow, and expenses. Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your retirement.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we've had a couple incidents pop up early here. DC 295, heads up here if you're going northbound. Once you pass the exit for the Suitland Parkway and come up toward the 11th Street Bridge, seeing a little bit of volume form. Apparently a stalled truck blocks a lane here as you approach the 11th Street Bridge toward the freeway westbound, left lane blocked. Also have a stalled on the George Washington Parkway, and you're coming up on this at speed, so please be very careful. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, puts it after 123 as you come up to the overlooks along the left with the broken down cruiser heading their tow truck on the way. On the ramp from University Boulevard to get you onto the outer loop of the Beltway, accident, possibly an overturned vehicle on that exit ramp. Again, careful on those exit ramps. Overpasses tend to refreeze even though they're treated with these freezing temperatures. 270, here we come with the volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, seeing some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Near seasonable temperatures today. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part and then partial clouds into the afternoon, 45. Little drizzle and fog tonight into tomorrow morning, 36 tonight, and then mid-50s for tomorrow afternoon with occasional showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Is there any agreement without the wall? No, there wouldn't be. The wall has to be there.
As the president,
you need the wall. I mean, it's wonderful. I'd love not to build the wall, but you need the wall. And
the president of the United States, saying you need the wall. This agreement has to have the wall. But what else? The wall seems like small potatoes when you got DACA. It's your leverage, baby. Let's go to Roger in Bethesda real quick here. Roger, good morning, sir. What do you think?
I think the president is playing a brilliant job of rope-a-dope. He knows his base would never support it, and he's going to keep his base. He knows the Republicans in Congress, the more, you know, serious ones, are never going to support it. He's now undermined the whole Wolf scenario. He's now got the Democrats got to play nice with him up to a point because they believe they're going to get some progress out of this meeting. In the end, whatever he gets, if he gets anything is all, is going to have most or not all of what he's expecting.
Wow. Okay, so Roger, you have confidence in the president this morning thinking that he's negotiating from a position of strength and he'll stay there.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. It'll be interesting. We're talking to Steve King this morning, the congressman. He's always been very tough on immigration. At 7:35 this morning, we're going to ask him what he thinks. I have a feeling that he wants to keep the president honest here. And also at 8:35, we'll speak to Chris Bedford, the author of Art of the Donald. He'll break down what we saw in that meeting yesterday and see if it kind of is exactly what he's grown to expect from Trump over the years. It's 5:28 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
But we got a ton of news about that Trump dossier yesterday, to include the testimony of Glenn Simpson, the head of Fusion GPS, being released in public by the Democrats on the Intel Committee. I'll tell you about it. 5:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In just a few hours, Maryland and Virginia lawmakers convene their respective 2018 legislative sessions. In Annapolis, the session could be unusually contentious in this election year, so St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle.
Normally in Maryland, the controversial stuff has been taken care of the year before the election. That way, the session leading into the election can be somewhat calm. But that is not going to be the case this time around.
In Richmond, meanwhile, outgoing Governor Terry McAuliffe is making way for Governor-elect Ralph Northam, who will be sworn in on Saturday. A new poll out this morning puts Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker in the lead among the Democratic candidates for governor of Maryland. But the Gonzales Research poll also finds about a third of Maryland Democrats haven't decided yet whom to support. A man was shot and wounded last night not far from George Washington University Hospital, and when he went to the ER there for help, it caused a temporary lockdown as police looked for the shooter. They didn't find the gunman, and the lockdown was later lifted. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's plan to phase out DACA.
The injunction says those protections must remain in place for nearly 690,000 immigrants already in the DACA program, while a legal challenge about rescinding it continues. President Trump announced last September he was terminating the program, but now anyone who failed to renew their status by last year's deadline will have a chance to submit renewal applications.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,386, the Nasdaq at 7,164. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Caps get a home win over Vancouver. College basketball wins for Georgetown and Virginia. NBA, the Wizards take on the Utah Jazz at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage, and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia, for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost 2 decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 with the broken down northbound right as you come up to the beltway in the left lane. So seeing a little bit of volume here forming and some confusion. So again, that's northbound 95 right at the beltway. So you need to get over to the right, get around the stalled. 66, I don't have any issues there. George Washington Parkway broken down there as well. Southbound near the overlooks, that was in the left lane. So south of 123, really need to keep alert because as you come off the beltway toward and past 123, you're up at speed. And then up ahead, you'll have that broken down, so you don't want that to be an accident. On the beltway, Silver Spring, we're okay getting to the beltway. That's where we had a car overturn. On westbound University Boulevard, that ramp that would take you to the beltway. 270 south for Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing past 109. Had some debris that was along the way. Crusade Lane should be open now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds with clear sky first part of the day. Partial clouds with sunshine later, 45. Tonight, 36, areas of fog and drizzle locked in by morning. Then occasional rain showers coming in later tomorrow afternoon. 54. Friday, chance of showers, highs in the low 60s before colder weather comes in for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 17 in Haymarket, 24 in Damascus, 31 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up here on Mornings of the Mall, we got Cal Thomas joining us at 6:35 this morning. 7:05, Dr. Stephen Farnsworth. He's a Virginia political analyst as they get started their legislative session. 7:35, we'll have Congressman Steve King from Iowa. Important day to have him after that immigration meeting yesterday. 8:15 this morning, Maryland delegate Nip Kipke is going to join us to talk about what's starting in the Maryland legislature as they get kicked off today. And then Chris Bedford joins us at 8:35. He's the author of The Art of the Donald. We watched it happen yesterday. Bedford will break it down for us. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
All right, something else interesting that happened yesterday kind of got lost a little bit in the sauce of the open meeting, 55-minute meeting that was filmed yesterday and put out for all of us to see about how they make the sausage on Capitol Hill. Well, Dianne Feinstein yesterday took it upon herself to release the full transcript from Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, she did not tell the Republicans on the committee that she was going to do this. And there are some now who are saying, well, she did this because last week, Chuck Grassley, who's the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Lindsey Graham, they decided to issue a criminal referral against Christopher Steele, and they did not let their Democratic colleagues on the committee know that they were going to do this. And this is part of the problem in Washington. You guys are on one committee, and you're not telling each other what you're doing. And this is what the American people hate. We hate this. Could you please just talk to each other? You're supposed to be on this committee to find an answer to Russian collusion. And now the Republicans are doing stuff without telling the Democrats, and they're wrong. And the Democrats are doing things without telling the Republicans, and they are just as wrong. So Dianne Feinstein releases this. She released it with a statement that said, "The innuendo and misinformation circulating about the transcript are part of a deeply troubling effort to undermine the investigation into potential collusion and obstruction of justice. The only way to set the record straight is to make the transcript public." So what bothered me with this is the phrase "end obstruction of justice," because as far as I knew, this entire investigation was to find out if the Trump administration colluded with the Russians in order to affect the outcome of an election. Nowhere do I ever remember them talking about obstruction of justice. So that's new. So now it's about Russian collusion and obstruction of justice, and she put that in the statement. So not a lot of people paid attention to that, and I thought that that was very, very interesting. Now, the release of the transcript, as I said, supported by the Democrats. According to the word search, the name Trump appears 171 times in the transcript. Putin appears 19 times. Now, what's interesting, there's so much that has come out about this as people, wend their way through this. One of the biggest things that came out of this was the lawyer, Joshua Levy, who is a lawyer for Fusion GPS, and he testified that someone has died as a result of the dossier.
Yeah, how about that mystery?
He did not name the individual. Now, I would have thought that there would have been some follow-up questions on that one. You know, like, oh, really? Would you like to expound on that and tell us more? But he gave no more information on that. And listen, we were just watching, Fox here this morning, trying to find out more about this, because more and more comes out as people make the people stayed up all night going through this dossier, what was released, to find out what was in it and bits and pieces, and there are people now are questioning, look, how can you believe these people? Look what they put together. They put together this phony dossier on Trump, claiming it to be true, and we think it was used as the basis for a FISA warrant, when we now know that most of this is not true. How do you trust these people? So how do we even know that's true?
I've got a couple things here. I mean, Dianne Feinstein thinking this is going to bolster the case against Trump and that this is some sort of radical transparency. I don't know. A lot of this created more question marks for me than answers because, for instance, the FBI here, according to Glenn Simpson in that transcript, may have actually disclosed to Christopher Steele that they had an investigation going on in the Trump campaign that was spurred on by somebody who was close to the Trump campaign or internal. So why is the FBI supposedly volunteering information to Christopher Steele, a member who's somebody who's not a member of the FBI, that they have an active investigation and how it got started? So and we're to believe, by the way, that someone in the FBI said that they had somebody in the Trump campaign that started this investigation that they told Christopher Steele, who told Glenn Simpson, who told the Judiciary Committee, who's now telling us. We're supposed to believe all of that. We're supposed to believe that four-step level of hearsay and say that makes sense, that the FBI is just volunteering information to people who are outside the Bureau.
And Fusion GPS is saying that Christopher Steele was so concerned about what he uncovered that he himself went to the FBI. Fusion GPS didn't go to the FBI. Christopher Steele went up to the FBI, knocked on the door, and just said, "Hey, I got some stuff here for you that you might want to look at."
It's just the guy who was being paid by Fusion GPS
right. That
went to the FBI.
Here's something else that I thought was interesting. Glenn Simpson, in his testimony, talked about how the Trump Organization handles paying taxes, which, okay, I didn't know it was about taxes. One of the things, this is a quote, one of the things we found out was that, when it comes to paying taxes, Donald Trump claims to not have much stuff, at least the Trump Organization. So they would make filings with various state and local authorities saying that their buildings weren't worth much. So that makes it sound like they're lying, right? Well, then he goes on to say that they did not secure full access to Trump's tax returns. So they don't really know. They were Trump properties, and I believe we may have reviewed some public information about estate taxes and things like that. We didn't have access to his tax returns. And then it goes on to say that he exaggerated his property's worth in legal filings. Not that I so he contradicts himself in this.
One last thing here, and we'll hit this again this morning. The idea is Glenn Simpson apparently very actively opposed to Donald Trump. Remember this idea that investigators be neutral? Not true. He said he decided in early 2016 that he was opposed to Donald Trump. That's what it says in the transcript.
Well, then it's all totally believable.
Glenn Simpson was, yeah.
543 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reacharide.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call. Visit reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reacharide.org.
Ever had an obstructed view at a show or an event?
This is so amazing.
What's so amazing? I can't see around this concrete column.
That's what it's like relying on checking your credit to protect you from identity theft. You get a limited view.
She looks beautiful.
Who looks beautiful?
You might detect credit changes, but you can miss threats, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Did you see that?
See what? The concrete?
With LifeLock, you can see more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can alert you to threats you could miss.
Told you this was worth seeing.
You are killing me.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, George Washington Parkway, you now have plenty of warning for the broken down car because the delays are really building quickly. Southbound GW Parkway, just as you pass the exit for 123, up ahead, you'll hit the brakes. Stop and go to the overlooks, broken down in the left lane. Also, Virginia 95 had the broken down northbound at the Beltway left side. And there's one more. If you're heading in through town, heading toward the 11th Street Bridge, northbound 295, really bogging down here, is going to be before you even get across the South Capitol Street. So beyond that exit to get up to the 11th Street Bridge, the broken down truck, it's reported to be along the left. So a couple broken downs for our early start. We also had one car overturn on the ramp from westbound University Boulevard to the Beltway outer loop, trying to get some traffic by there. Keep in mind, though, on those ramps, overpasses, can't stress enough, with the refreeze could definitely be issues this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather, winds, we'll see a day or two here. We'll be well above average, 50s and maybe even some 60s coming in by late week. A few clouds with clear sky first part of the day. Partial clouds with sunshine later, 45. Tonight, 36, areas of fog and drizzle locked in by morning. Then occasional rain showers coming in later tomorrow afternoon, 54. Friday, chance of showers, highs in the low 60s before colder weather comes in for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees. It's 547 on WMAL. In the midst of everything else that's going on yesterday regarding immigration, dossiers, all this stuff, some remainders from the last week kind of getting solved, which is to say that, you remember, last week the president of the United States dropped his MOAB on Steve Bannon, who he said not only lost his job at the White House, but lost his mind, had nothing to do with his presidency. The former and then not and then current and now former Breitbart chairman, Steve Bannon, he was fired yesterday by Breitbart. Or he's stepping down from his post, as often happens in Washington. It's the swampiest thing to do, to step away from a company, never get fired. But he's leaving. Here's some of the reporting on this from the New York Times. Stephen K. Bannon, they include his middle initial, stepped down on Tuesday from his post as executive chairman of Breitbart News, ostracized for now from conservative circles and the Republican Party he brazenly predicted he would remake. Mr. Bannon's departure, which was initiated by an estranged financial patron and Breitbart investor Rebecca Mercer, came as Mr. Bannon remained unable to quell the furor over remarks attributed to him in a new book in which he questions President Trump's mental fitness and disparages his son, Donald Trump Jr. They're promising a smooth transition, Steve Bannon and Breitbart are, and Larry Solov said that in a statement. And meanwhile, Sirius XM, which broadcasts his radio show, which is a Breitbart thing, has separated him as well. They're cutting ties with Steve Bannon. So for now, Bannon jobless in terms of the traditional jobs that we knew that he had. And that's all. That all is in the wake of this Michael Wolff book, in which he basically said Don Jr. had acted treasonous and unpatriotic by taking that meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya in July of 2016 in Trump Tower. So that's the latest with Steve Bannon. There's some reporting on Bannon in the wake of this. Jonathan Swan at Axios saying Bannon still thinks of himself as a revolutionary. That self-perception won't change. It's just now he has no vehicle, no staff, no platform, and no major donors funding his ambitions. Robert Costa at the Washington Post reports, per people close to Bannon, he is wistful but has referenced Thomas Cromwell in recent days, noting that Cromwell guided a king, but it never lasts. And Cromwell was eventually sent to the Tower.
Wasn't he beheaded?
Yeah, I think that happened at the Tower.
Yeah. That might not be a really good... You might want to rethink that reference. Although we don't behead people anymore, right?
I don't know. Whatever that was that Trump did, that kind of seemed like a beheading.
No, you know, Bannon did this to himself. He absolutely did this to himself. And I still don't understand. I'm still scratching my head over this entire thing. I just think that Steve Bannon was way smarter than this, and I think he should have been able to see down the road, how many steps down the road, what the possible... Like, am I the only person that when I make think about doing something, I think about what the possible outcomes of it, and I think about it.
The second and third order effects.
This could happen, right? Like, this could happen, or this could. These are the three likely scenarios, and there may be a fourth, like, maybe kind of way out there scenario. And I think about that and go, am I comfortable with the possibility of any of these being the fallout? One of them being, I may lose everything. You might want to think a little bit before you do it.
Yeah, and of course, and then it happened regardless, obviously. That's... And then we get this situation where Breitbart has to consider its place in the ecosystem, where that website has to make some decisions about whether or not they want to keep having a guy like Steve Bannon associated with their website. How can you run a website committed to deplorables when the guy who runs it is considered despicable by the chief deplorable, Donald Trump?
And who takes over now? And who takes over for Breitbart? Breitbart now needs, you know, they had Andrew. Now they had Steve. They need a big figure like that to really, I think, be the face of Breitbart. And I don't know who that's going
to
be.
Need to find a happy warrior a la Andrew Breitbart. 5:51 now. Al Rushbow's here.
With the drive-by media consumed by Michael Wolff's book, there hasn't been a whole lot of attention being paid to the coming immigration showdown. And so the White House decided on a brilliant maneuver yesterday. For the first time in my lifetime, I can never remember seeing this. A full-fledged meeting on a serious piece of legislation was conducted by the president in one of the cabinet rooms in the White House. Democrats were there, Steny Hoyer on his left and Dick Turbin on his right. Democrat, Republican leaders from both branches, the House and the Senate. And there was the president in total command. And he was open to everybody's ideas. He was convivial. He was cooperative. He was eager. He was happy. He was informed. He was on top of the immigration issue. He knew exactly what was being discussed. It was somebody totally unlike the Donald Trump portrayed in this stupid, asinine book by this lying, caterwauling, so-called journalist called Michael Wolff. This was a president in total command, enjoying it. and nowhere near being needed to thrown out of office via the 25th Amendment or any other reason. When the Democrats realize how they were roped in and trapped into making him look this good, there's going to be hell to pay.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
5:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 right as you merge off at Duke Street and onto 395 North. That's where you have accident activity, affects both the exit ramp and 395, again in the Landmark area. Getting up to the Beltway and eventually the 395, we have the broken down northbound 95 right at the Beltway along the left side. Hold on here. George Washington Parkway with major delays really forming here. Southbound side just after 123. That's where hit the stop and go down to the overlooks with the incident. They initially called it a broken down car, but now they're saying an accident in the left lane, unfortunately. DC 295 northbound, very slow early on here, heading toward the 11th Street Bridge. It's a broken down truck blocking one lane as well, so causing this unexpected early volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Near seasonable temperatures today, a few clouds with clear sky for the first part, and then partial clouds into the afternoon, 45. Little drizzle and fog tonight into tomorrow morning, 36 tonight, and then mid-50s for tomorrow afternoon with occasional showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Qatar Airways.
Global Travel Boutique is back with exclusive savings, including fares from $835 to New Delhi. Book by January 16th for travel from January 9th until December 10th, 2018 at QatarAirways.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qatar Airways, going places together.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of material. Plus, no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, it is Wednesday, so we're going to be joined by the one and only Cal Thomas. We'll get his opinion on that meeting yesterday on DACA and immigration and whether he trusts the president's tactics with that he saw.
Yeah, what about you? As you saw that meeting yesterday, was that the art of the deal? Is the president negotiating from a position of strength? Were you more confident by the end of that thing? Or do you have more questions about what's next for immigration? Let us know. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.
News.
Now. WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland lawmakers convene in Annapolis at noon for the start of their annual 90-day legislative session. As they do each year, lawmakers will first elect the presiding officers for the House and Senate. Political scientist Todd Eberle at St. Mary's College says...
It's going to be a very interesting session. You know, in Maryland, it's rare for us to have divided government, so it's especially rare for us to have a session leading into... an election with an incumbent Republican governor.
Popular Republican Larry Hogan is seeking a second term. Several Democrats are competing for the chance to run against him. A new Gonzales research poll out this morning puts Prince George's County Executive Rushen Baker at the front of the pack of would-be Democratic nominees for governor. But that poll also finds that about one out of three Maryland Democrats has yet to decide whom to support for governor. In Richmond, meanwhile, the Virginia General Assembly is set to kick off its 2018 session, also at noon today. A host of new faces will fill the House, where Democrats picked up 15 seats in the November election. Later today, outgoing Governor Terry McAuliffe will give his final State of the Commonwealth address. He offered a little preview yesterday.
We are in great shape today, and we need to continue to move on that great progress that we have done.
Governor-elect Ralph Northam will be sworn in on Saturday. A federal judge has for now blocked the Trump administration's effort to end the DACA program.
Justice Department spokesman Devin O'Malley issued a statement saying the Homeland Security Department acted within its lawful authority in deciding to wind down DACA, and the DOJ will continue to defend its position on the program through litigation. The fate of roughly 700,000 Dreamers is a topic of heated negotiations in Washington, where President Trump, Republicans, and Democrats are searching for a way to allow them to stay in the U.S. while also addressing border security concerns. For now, it's not clear how the order will impact those discussions. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
It was stunning news yesterday. Discovery Communications announcing it'll be moving its headquarters out of Silver Spring next year. So what will that mean for its current building and for Montgomery County?
Nearly 1,300 employees work at Discovery Communications in Silver Spring. Replacing those workers may not be easy. Steve Silverman used to head up Montgomery County's Economic Development Department.
Given the office market in the region, I'm not sure who buys a 545,000 square foot building.
Silverman says it might have to be shared by two or three companies, but the location is just right.
A block away from the metro. It's in a vibrant, large downtown area.
He also says this might be the perfect time to market Silver Spring in a whole new way. Caroline Tucker on WML and WML.com.
Appointments are now being finalized to the new commission that will oversee safety on Metro.
Among the district's appointments, a former Detroit Public Schools official and the former head of D.C. Homeland Security.
Looking at the appointments from Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia, I think it's hard to find the stellar group that everybody looks for.
Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans thinks the new safety commission was ill-conceived, a knee-jerk reaction to the L'Enfant smoke incident 3 years ago.
People react in a crisis and don't necessarily think things through.
The USDOT is holding back federal transit funding as a punishment for how long it's taking, and they're still looking for an executive director. Evans says Metro can handle safety on its own.
But if other people feel comfortable having somebody looking over our shoulder, so be it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The first week of January in Washington was certainly one of the coldest we've had, but not the coldest. Not even the second or third coldest first week of a new year, says the National Weather Service. Last week, they say, was the fourth coldest on record. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,386. The Nasdaq at 71.64. Sports, it's now 10 straight home victories for the Caps as they beat the Canucks. College basketball, Georgetown wins, UVA wins. And